There's been another twist in the investigation. Just one day after police arrested a suspect named Tom Stevens in connection with the deaths of five Ipswich prostitutes, a second unidentified man has been arrested at his apartment near the red light district of the town. Detective Chief Superintendent Stuart Gull made the announcement.
A second man has now been arrested by detectives investigating the murder of five women in Suffolk. The 48-year-old man was arrested at his home address in Ipswich at approximately 5 a.m. this morning, Tuesday, the 19th of December, 2006. He has been arrested on suspicion of murdering all five women, Gemma Adams, Tanya Nicol, Annalia Alderton, Paula Clennell, and Annette Nichols.
The suspect's car has been taken away for forensic examination while police investigators comb through the premises in fine detail. Prostitutes in the area have told local media this second man was known to them and he had been a client of several of them. At this stage, police have not disclosed if the two arrests are related. Superintendent Gull refused to give out many details.
The man is currently in custody at a police station in Suffolk, where he will be questioned about the deaths later today. Police will not be naming the police station where the man is being held. The 37-year-old man who was arrested at his home in Trimley yesterday, Monday the 18th of December 2006, remains in custody.
Forensic teams remain at the first suspect's home and the home of his mother. Police can hold him for questioning until Friday, when he must either be charged or released. The same applies to the second man being held. His deadline is Saturday. The case has gripped Britain. Many locals remain fearful, with some women refusing to go out at night in Ipswich, some 115 kilometers east of London. The bodies of the five women were discovered during a 10-day period earlier this month. The cause of death has only been established in two of the cases. 24-year-old Paula Clennell died due to compression of the neck, and 24-year-old Annalie Alderton, who was pregnant at the time, was strangled. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.